Hello?
Hello. Hey,
yes.
Is this Nancy?
Who's calling?
This is Joe Wilson. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I am good as well. Is everything okay? You sound pretty tired.
A little bit.
So how's your school going on?
Well, it's really not at this point of the year.
Oh, okay. So you're not getting any kind of kids coming up to the school?
We're closed right now.
For
summer break.
Oh, yes. I totally forgot.
That's okay.
All right. Okay. Well, I suppose that you might have word with Peter regarding a video that was about something. Did you like the video that we got for you?
I think I emailed him back. I'm not sure if I hit send.
Mm-hmm.
I did like the videos, but I really wanted my kids on there. So
mm-hmm.
I was going to send videos of my own kids. And I just wanted to ask how many videos are on that website.
So you suggested two of them, I suppose?
There's two? Okay.
All right, well, you
can
just go ahead, please.
So I was going to send some videos over to him
mm-hmm.
and put our own kids up there, and I got to send pictures, too.
Yeah, please do, because these are just the dummy pictures that are on right now on the website, all right, and it needs to be switched for the real photos that your school or your kids or you even, because your photo will be there as well because you're the owner of this place, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, and there's no any other
yeah.
owner. It's just you, right?
Well, my daughter's the director, so I have to get her picture too.
Oh, the one we were talking about, talking with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Well,
I just to find out what picture she wants.
Well, okay. You can send me some random pictures of the studio itself, of the dance floor. All right, so it can be showcased what people, if some people are coming onto the website, they must know, like, what kind of dance floor you guys provide and what kind of dance classes you guys are providing. So, of course, it needs to be shown over the website for the showcasing, correct? If you're not going to go and see it, how will you go ahead and get into the product?
Well, right now, we
mm-hmm.
don't have a location. We're working out of someone else's studio. We have to get up and running again. Because we lost our location last February.
Oh, my God.
The building was condemned. So
oh.
we had to get out, and we were just working somewhere else. So we're trying to rebuild the whole thing, and we don't have, like, I have old studio pictures, but we don't have any current because we don't have any current right now.
So you guys were renting that place out, or what was that?
We were renting, yeah.
Okay.
And then,
right
now we're just working.
I think I can help you out with that. I do have some contacts in regards to the dance floors and stuff. How much bigger are you looking to get for? About the school?
You mean the size of the building, or what do you
yes,
mean?
Yes, the size of the building, of course. Yeah, so I can have a word with one of my friends and
oh
see
my.
If I can...
You know, I would go, at this point, just to get out of where we are, I'd go between 1,500 and 2,000 square feet. I'd go into a small place to rebuild first, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we have to start somewhere, right? Even if it's a,
yeah.
it's a small thing, we do have to start, and then we can surely go ahead and get advanced thing later on once everything starts flowing, all right? If the students comes in a good number,
mm-hmm.
of course, we can go ahead and upgrade the place. Correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's the whole point of it, right?
Yeah.
Tell me, how's your day going on so far?
It's been a little hectic, but it's okay.
Hectic? Why is it hectic?
What is hectic? Just a lot to do.
Oh.
Just trying to get things done.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you don't have to worry about the diesel zone. That's because that we will take care of it for you. All right, and I
okay.
have a question. All right, because
yeah.
we're sending out the content that is being written on the website to Google authorities to check upon. All right, that's the
mm-hmm.
procedure, actually. All right, like we were going to go ahead and send the content over to Google headquarters to go ahead and check upon the content if it's good for them or not. All right, because they're the
right.
ones who's going to go ahead and proceed with it, and they're going to go ahead and give us a green signal whether we can use this or not. All right? So who's writing the
okay.
content, by the way?
Oh, well, I did the teachers, like me and my daughter, and I did the classes. But I can't see the classes anywhere. I don't – when I was talking to Peter, he's like, just scroll down, it's there. I don't see it. I don't know where it is.
Let me – give me a minute. Let me check up on that, okay? I suppose that he did send an email to Google headquarters for that. But let me just go ahead and check up on that. Just give me a quick minute,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, he said it was on there and just to look at the demo, but I don't see it. I don't know if it's me or what. It's the programs and attire. I don't see anywhere.
Okay. Ballet classes age 3 and up. And
yeah, where is
class.
That?
Can you come onto the website so I can show you?
Yeah, let me just plug my phone in before it freaking dies.
Oh. Don't pull it up on the phone right now because it's a messy on the phone version at the moment.
What?
Don't pull it up on the phone at the moment because the phone version is not fixed at the moment.
Once
the website
that's
is
what
the... Yes.
Okay.
I don't want you to freak out.
Okay. So then, well, I'm not by my computer right now, so...
Okay, well,
I'll
it is
look
there.
On the computer when that, later.
Well, it is there. I can read it to you if you like. That is ballet classes teach classical ballet technique and consists pair exercises, center and across the floor. Students will learn the fundamentals of classical ballet and advance through a consistent technical training. Correct?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. This is the one that is, if you go on to write about us, after the about us, there's program and attire. All right? And if you hover on the program and attire, you will see a drop down where you can just click on any of them and the website will redirect it to that page. So
oh, okay.
All right.
So
go ahead and
phone.
Register.
I was on the phone. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you can just go ahead and see it from over there. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, Google did send us some concern. All right. That who will be like, where are the meta tags and the robot.txt file? All right. That is required with the content. So I was concerned regarding that because I'm pretty sure that you don't even know what a real robot.txt file is or meta tags or even sitemaps are.
Nope, have no idea.
All right, okay. Well, that was the point that I was making earlier regarding the content that I told you guys about. Like, hey, like if you cannot go ahead and do the content, let us. So we can go ahead and do it in a very professional manner and up to the Google guidelines as well. Because Google highlighted that, so that is the reason I'm here on the phone with you again, while Peter is on the call with another client.
Well, what is that?
Well, they told us, like, hey, it needs to be Google accepted, all right? The content is good, written good, but the keywords are not there, all right? And the meta tags needs to be there on the website as well with the sitemaps, so crawlers can go ahead and crawl the website. This is a guideline that has been sent out to us since start, all right, that we need to go ahead and follow the Google's guidelines and a robot.txt file so their crawlers can go ahead and crawl on the website with the keywords integrated into the content. All right, so when someone goes ahead and searches anything over Google, all right, your website should show up. And if it's not showing up, then of course it is of no use for Google. All right, Google will make it invisible all over the internet because it will not be able to go ahead and crawl or anything about it. So that was my concern regarding that.
So when I did my website before, my with GoDaddy and I did my own, it was always there and it was
because the GoDaddy you might have made it
yeah.
on the builder, correct?
Yeah.
But this is a WordPress. Alright? Because WordPress itself is a platform. Alright? This website is being designed custom. It needs to have a
right.
good quality written content because and I suppose that this is your website content should be informative, accurate and thorough. All right, if a person visits your website, you should be willing to provide all of the information necessary to enroll and be a part of your program. Right? Being evasive with your information is not an efficient way to promote your program or business. Providing commonly requested information will also decrease the time spent information because Google strikes websites, all right, even if a client or a customer comes on the website and they do not visit or do not stay over the website for like more than 1 minute or 2 minutes, it starts punishing the website and sending it over to the 10th page or 11th page of Google indexing. So this was my concern, because this is the damn school website. All right, so that is the reason I highlighted it before, once we talked before, I suppose, regarding the content, because content is the base of the website where Google comes in, all right, with the guidelines and everything about it. So it needs to have that robot.txt file, the meta tags, and everything about it. Because I'm pretty sure that you do have a profession of teaching dances, all right? I do have a profession of creating websites and the back end and taking care of them, all right? Like that, we do have a team who goes about it for the content for the robot.txt files, and they go about the meta tags and the sitemap so Google can link all of the pages and send it to Google headquarters to index the website as well. So that was the reason that I told you guys about the content, because I'm pretty sure, all right? And I'm sure that you do want your business to be a good one, a professionally done, because this is a school, and everybody expects professionalism if it's a school, all right? Well, providing a commonly requested information will be, coming up to, like, why is this content written like that? Where are the keywords? Google asked this information to them from us. Like, hey, if that is written, why didn't you guide the client, all right? Because this content is of no use to us as well. All right, because Google always plays on reviews. All right, like if Google gets down, Google is the god of internet. All right, if Google gets down, of course, there's a chaos. Like, hey, nobody is able to go through Google. All of the websites are going down because Google is the one who takes care of the main servers in the entire world. And if it's not up to their mark, all right, they go ahead and let us know, like, hey, why didn't you guide the client? All right, because this content cannot go over there. All right, and they give us a red signal, and then we have to go ahead and ask the client again for the content. So that was the whole reason for that, nothing else.
Okay.
Yes. That was the whole.
So send over the worksheet, and let me take a look at it, what I have to do, and then I'll figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I said, send over that worksheet that you talked about for the content. See, the dance company content's got to be on there too, but that's my daughter's thing, not mine. But I guess if she feels that everything, I mean, it's involved, there's a lot of content on there.
Yeah, because the content requires the keywords, all right? The keywords needs to be infused and integrated over to the website as well, all right? It needs to be there. So Google can go ahead and go it thoroughly with the crawlers and robots, all right? So because Google is all automated, all right? They don't hire people to go ahead and check up on the website. It throws Google crawlers all over the internet, all right? And they just fetch the data from it and stores it in their server, all right? If their server gives out a red signal like, hey, this website, this content is not good, they make it invisible, all right? So you won't be able to show it on the Google searches or anything about it, because this is WordPress. All right, it is all customly designed, and everything is done too customly. All right, and if it's not done to that, of course, there's a guideline that needs to be followed by you and as for us as well. So that was the whole point.
So then if you can use GoDaddy, then you can write whatever you want?
Well, if you go use GoDaddy, that is a builder. All right, that is a builder. That will not own you the website, of course. All right, that will not give you the permission to go ahead and add or anything about it. All right, once it goes live, they will just go ahead and do that. Well, WordPress,
well,
of course.
What do you mean? You can change stuff once it's live.
But they will not give you the authorization to give it on your name. If you stop paying them, of course, they will take down the whole website.
Oh, yeah, I know. They already did that to me.
Well, it happened with some of the clients. So that is the reason we never suggest them to go with any kind of builder. And WordPress is the, you can have the full ownership and a certificate, like this is the website that you own.
Yeah, no, we learned that the hard way, but
all
right. Send over the worksheet. Send me the worksheet. Let me take a look at it, and let me figure out how we're going to change what we're doing here, like get the content done.
Well, of course. Well, you can just go ahead and have a checkup on that, all right, and let me know if we can go ahead and do that for you, all right, so you don't have to write all of the content for all of the website one by one like you sent us. All right, and it's not consuming a lot of time for you and for us as well, because I'm pretty sure that you want to go ahead and get this up and running as soon as possible so you can start with the school.
So we kind of, I'm not in a big hurry if you couldn't tell right now.
I'm just letting you know, like, if you don't have a website, how will you go ahead and get programs, and how are you going to go ahead and start with it? You're going to go ahead and let everybody know, like, hey, it's the school's website is up, so they can go ahead and get into the program so you can make a business out of it, all right? And if there's no website, of course, there will be no business, and you won't be able to start with school. So the website is the most priority thing, that you can just go ahead and get it up and running, and then let everybody know, like, hey, we're good to go with it, so people can go ahead and book the programs, and you can get the payment, all right, and you can start with the dance school then.
Okay. All right. Send me over the worksheet, and let me see what I got to do on there.
Sure,
okay.
Sure. I will ask Peter to go ahead and send it over to you, okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. No worries about it. All right. Well, do take care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.